Now we're in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, approximately page Kuf Yud Beis in your print. I guess you'll just tell us. Before we begin, I'd like to salute Aaron Leib Rosenzweig.
No.
Wanted to be part of the Mishmer, but it's too late for him, so he said he'll come for an hour now. So Yashkar,
23 minutes into it already.
Yeah, he's measuring, he's counting. He doesn't want to go, God forbid, at a minute under. So this Mishnah is Reb Shimon Aimer Shloisha She'ochlo Al Shulchan Echad. Three who sit at the same table and don't say Divrei Torah, it's as if they ate literally from the sacrifice of the dead, which is generally explained to mean of an Avodah Zarah. Although the Mishnah Berurah, the Rachaim will explain it in a slightly different vein. Because the tables of the idol worshippers are full of excrement, blimakim, and have no place; they don't belong. Three who eat at the same table and do say divrei Torah, kilu achlu mishulchanei shalmakim baruchu, as if they ate from God's table. Shenema ve'edaber elai zeh shulchan hashalofnei Hashem. So the Mishnah encourages one to, in very strong language, to make sure they had divrei Torah at the table when a person is eating, at least with others.
Is he discounting what Rabbi Hanani said? He already said if two are sitting, there's no always a problem.
Well, he said if two are sitting, if three are sitting, well, if ten are sitting, one are sitting, they're all different, generally they're different levels of Shekhinah, the more people there are. But here it's a specific language. Here the language is which we're going to have to understand. The reference to three is usually understood to have something to do with benching mezumin. Three people has a certain chashivas, just as ten people is important for a minyan, three is important for mezumin.
There's no requirement for two people sitting together, eating together?
They always should say divrei Torah, but this extreme level, someone who fails to do so is kilu achlu mezifchei mesim, that's unique to three. Indeed, indeed, that's what it is. I should mention just a ha'ara on the parsha, since we're Thursday night. Rashi says that Avram sent the kais shel bracha to Sarah, so she should drink from the kais of benching when they benched. Well, there were three, actually four, including Avram when the malachim came. So Rashi says that the kais shel bracha was sent to Sarah.
But if they're malachim, they don't count.
Presumably then, when they're guys of men, they did. But the question is that Rashi earlier said that vayika chema b'chalav, that although Sarah prepared bread, Avram did not serve the bread because Sarah had become tameya, and the bread had become tameh, and therefore was not served. So that seems to be a contradiction between two Rashis. One Rashi says they benched mezumin, and one Rashi says that they didn't have any bread.
Is there an opinion that it was matzah that she served instead of bread?
Whatever it was, she didn't serve it. It wasn't served.
He was satisfied with other foods.
Yeah, we usually don't bench if we're satisfied with non-flour. What? So Rashi's going according to him. At any rate, let's learn what he says here. Now his main focus is on the idea of zivchei mesim, the language that is the sacrifice of the dead. So he's going to discuss this. The source for this is the pasuk v'yitzamdu lebal pa'ar v'yechlu zivchei mesim. It talks about bal pa'ar as the avodah zarah. Now, as you all know, bal pa'ar was a unique avodah zarah, and that the service of the bal pa'ar was to expel excrement to the Baal Par. Many Mepharshim have different ideas of what that may mean. It seems like a very strange way to serve God, and there are many beautiful Verat Lecha on it. We're going to learn Reb Chaim Volozhin's explanation of this. And he says, V'amru Chachamein Uzal, Par Avaydasei Behasraza. The service of Par was with the the bodily waste. What were they thinking when they did something like this to their avodah zarah? As I told you when we started Ruach Chaim, one of the focuses of the Sefer is to express Kabbalistic ideas in rational terms. So he quotes here Reb Chaim Vital, who was, as you probably know, the Talmud of the Arizal. Arizal left no manuscripts, wrote nothing. Reb Chaim Vital, if I recall correctly, was only in the presence of the Arizal for 18 months, I believe it was. And everything he saw in those 18 months were written. He wasn't there for Shemitah, so we don't know his behavior during Shemitah. There are a number of areas where it says such an expression. But otherwise, Reb Chaim Vital recorded everything he saw. And it says the following. Reb Chaim Vital writes, Al-Posik, Ki loy alechem levada yichye ha-adam, ki al-kol moitze pi Hashem. A man does not live on bread alone, he lives on the word of God. And Reb Chaim Vital explains it as follows, Sein yinu, Ki vadeh ha-neshama, einin nezaynis me alechem ha-gashmi. The body, there are two parts to the body. There's the physical body, and the spirit of life, which is in the body, which we can't see in the lab, we can't put our finger on, but we know that a human being has a spirit of life. Now the body is nourished from parts of the food. So scientists today can tell you that the vitamins or the protein of the food, whatever it is, has certain physical benefits to the body. Nevertheless, that which keeps the spirit of the person alive is not the bread. It's the mitzvah pi Hashem. What? It's the word of God. What does that mean? So he explains, Ach b'shah sh'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God said the words, Taitzei ha'aretz de'ashat, let the earth give forth its grass or its growth, chen kol ha'mamarais, and so too with all 10 expressions, Noitzer, it was created. That item was given through God's expression, a spiritual life. It keeps it in existence. If God were to remove this spiritual power, the physical part would disappear. And that is the power which keeps it alive, which is spiritual. Now here, I want to express this idea is found in the Maral very often in Chaim Volozhiner, the idea that all substance has the spirit of God that keeps it in existence, and were HaKadosh Baruch Hu to retract his spirit, the items would collapse, they would disappear. I want to mention the idea that today we know that scientifically that all matter is mostly energy. We know that the table seems to be solid, but the scientists are telling us that the amount of mass in a table is really very minute. It's the energy, the spinning. When I was in school, it was only electrons. Today, there are many subatomic particles that are in constant motion that keep the table feeling solid. It's really the motion of all of these particles that make it feel solid. And it can be proven because a certain rays can go right through the table. How do you go through the table? Because they're able to penetrate quickly enough not to be disturbed by these particles. So we know today that all of matter, at least, when I say we know, science always knows things until a century later when there are changes. But fundamentally, we know that all of matter, the mass of matter is very minute. And really, what gives the matter its presence is energy. And that's, in a way, can be seen in the words of Reb Chaim Vital here, that matter has gashmius, but really what keeps it in existence is the spirit of Hashem, the ruach, something more. Just like a human being is alive because he has a spirit that can't be analyzed. We know it exists. The same thing, really, with all of matter. Yes, Yerachmiel.
Just stop what you talk about. It's not sizable.
Sizable?
Measurable, he means.
Not measurable, right. Well,
it's sizable, that maybe it's not appropriate to operate with this stuff.
You're saying in Russian, maybe I'll understand. I don't know what you mean, that it's not sizable.
No, this is not stuff, elementary.
Physics.
It's not just theory.
Just theory. It's not provable.
I don't say it's not provable. I just say.
Yeah. Okay. I'm only express. You're right. You're 100% right. I'm expressing myself based on the theory today, which, even if it's disproven, probably has some element of truth to it. In other words, I'm not betting on it. I'm just saying that if it's accurate.
I don't say it's not provable. Maybe it's possible. Okay, it's just theory.
It hasn't been proved.
Huh?
It hasn't been proven.
No, some elements, it's proved.
Okay, it's difficult to have a discussion on the topic. I don't mean to analyze. I just mean to say that the words of people.
Mythology.
It's
not mythology.
Okay,
it's not mythology.
Real, I don't think you appreciate what I mean.
Same elementary physics. It's just mythology.
You're right. You're 100% right.
20th century mythology.
I'm not talking about quantum physics. I'm talking about elementary physics. I'm talking about what I learned in school. Just that there's one electron, there's an electron, a neutron, and a proton. There's nothing else. Everyone swore by it and said that you can't break things down to less than that. So now we know that we were dumb in the 60s and 70s when I was in school. And God willing, in the 30s, we'll know that we were ignorant in the beginning of the century. I don't mean to bet on quantum physics. I just mean to say that it seems certain to us that energy and matter are interchangeable, and matter has energy. And if that's true, it fits well into what was written many hundreds of years ago, that everything physical has a kayach haruchni, has something spiritual.
When Hashem made the Bria and he said, that's ongoing.
That's exactly that idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Kayach of Hashem is constant, and that's what gives it. If there were no, the way I'm interpreting it is that if it weren't for the movement in all of existence, then existence would collapse. That's at least the way it's understood today. Be that as it may, coming back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, L'zeh Yirtzu Gam Kechazal, Ba'omram, Ein Lecha Kol Esav B'Karka Shein Le'Malach Berakia. Chazal say that even every blade of grass has some spirit, some angel in heaven that tells it to grow. As if to say that everything that exists physically has some spirit that keeps it in existence. U'bizeh ha'adam nizamin. And food satisfies a person. Gufa adam nizim b'gashmiyas ha'lechem. The physical body of a human being is fed by the physical aspect of food. For ruach elikim, and the spirit, the life spirit of a human being, niza baruchti is koyach abekayim besadover, is fed by the spiritual part of the food. Lizeabru loya lelechem levadai yichyeh adam. A person doesn't live on the physical alone. What's the megashmi yusai? Rako kabaitze pivis barach shemai kiniz bar leel, but rather on God's word. Lchein ayidei achila yechubar agufa nefesh. Through eating, the life force stays attached to the body. Other spiritual things don't sustain the body. A person who davens all day and never eats, his body's going to die. Because it's only the spiritual things that are connected to something physical that could give life to the person. Now, to sort of analyze what he's saying, what he's heading to explain, he's saying, first of all, that the idea of tzaya, the excrement, that which the body gives away, is something which is devoid, or partially devoid, of its life-sustaining elements. Its most life-sustaining elements are extracted. It's waste product. And it's sort of the physical without the spiritual, that which keeps a person alive, is removed. So avodah zarah, which is called zivchei mesim, the food of the dead, is called ketzaya, the place of excrement. Because excrement is just that. It's the something which lacks something spiritual. So if you sit down to eat at a meal with other people, and there are no divrei Torah, and the word nothing is spoken about God, divrei Torah doesn't have to be in a part of the parasha. It could be an expression of the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But the if no word of spirituality is spoken, it's eating without recognizing the spirit, the ruach that exists in the world. So the Gemara says, "Ki ilu achlu meziv chemes." It's as if one ate food which has only the physical part without the spiritual part. Now, Chaim Volozhin in his other sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, adds the following to this. There's a print of Ruach Chaim, which has in the back, this print doesn't have it, pieces of Nefesh Chaim, which are attached to different parts here. I'm not such an expert, but I've sort of seen it there. He explains the following. There's a basic idea in the Rambam, that the world is, consists of four levels of creation, of inanimate objects, the plants, the animals, and the human beings. The order of life, that's something which is part of the Greek analysis of the universe, which the Rambam talks about. Now, it's in nature that the inanimate part of the world, the earth, gives its life-sustaining force to a seed, to a plant. If you put a seed in the ground, the seed doesn't give its vitamins to the stone, to the earth. The earth, by nature, gives its life-sustaining power to the seed, to the tree, to the plant. Why is that? Because everything wants to move up in the world. And the inanimate wants to move up to the plant. It's also the nature of the world that the plants are eaten by animals. Plants are eaten by animals because now the plants don't run away from animals. They're available to animals. And animals eat the plant. The plants are moving up. And therefore it follows that human beings should eat animals, because the animals move up to the higher force. The Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, I believe, says the following. He says, why do animals run away from people? The earth goes towards the plant. Well, the plant doesn't go towards the animal, but it's available for the animal. Why do the animals run away from the people? So he says it's because of the fear that the people are not elevating the animal. If a person eats like an animal, so there's no elevation in the animal. So the Gemara has an expression, Amba Oretz Osa Lechol Basa, fits well. That's why an Igdar Amish should not be eating meat. So it doesn't talk about God, is not elevating the meat. And we find when Eliyahu Navi brought, he had two animals.
It's mutually exclusive in Amharis, it doesn't recognize God.
1 second. One which was offered to Hashem as a carbon, and one to Dov De'abal, to Dov Adizar. The animal, Dov De'abal, didn't want to go, because the animal doesn't want to go where it's not elevated. So at any rate, what we learned today is this idea that all food has in it a spirit of God, a spiritual element which gives a person life. And to recognize that, a person is supposed to express divrei Torah, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the table when he eats.